tweet at Today SOR.
Wasn't he wonderful, Donny, there? And I see a text in from one of our listeners in Kerry saying, why are people afraid of being recognised? If one is doing no wrong, then there is nothing to fear. Now, news this morning that the famous Dublin restaurant L'Écrivain, which has held a Michelin star for an astonishing 18 years, is to close at the end of July. L'Écrivain has been in business for all of 31 years. It's owned and managed by Chef Derry Clark and his wife Sally Ann, who are both on the phone or phones now. Good morning to you both. Derry, was this a hard decision to take, or has it been coming for some time?
Morning, Sean. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a hard decision to make. I mean, 31 years almost in business, and you become attached emotionally to the business. You know, it's very personal business having a restaurant, and you get to know the customers really well, and you get regulars coming in on an annual basis. Some come come weekly, some come, you know, monthly. So you have a connection. So it's a very big decision to make, and we've been talking about it for the last 6 months or so, you know, thinking about it, and just as it was time, and everything. I think it's time, and we wanted to go out on a high when it was still busy and successful.
Is it, Sally Ann, is it because the business is changing, or is it that you yourselves feel, you know, you can't give it any more, and it's time to turn to something else? I mean, what lies behind this?
Well, two reasons, Sean. Well, one is definitely the land in the restaurant business in Dublin especially has changed an awful lot in the last few years. I mean, there's several dozen restaurants opened up in the last 2 years in Dublin, and it has become more casual for sure. It's much more easygoing, easing out. But that wasn't the reason, really. It wasn't. The reason was, I mean, keeping the Michelin star going for 18 years especially, it's hard work, it takes a lot of effort, and it's hands-on all the time, and dedication is needed for that. And, you know, we wanted to go do something easier.
Yeah, and Sally Ann, tell me, what's going to be easier than this? I mean, a new venture isn't always the easiest way to go.
Hi, Sean. No, not the easiest way to go, but I mean, this business is not easy no matter what end of it you're in, but it will be different. And as Derry said, dining has definitely become more casual. We've been doing this for over 30 years and we've really enjoyed every minute of it. We love what we do, but you have to change with the times as well, and it was time for us to make the change. And with the new place opening and being ready, it means that the teams that we've had over the years have been fantastic. The team that we have now is amazing. It means we're able to offer them jobs in the new place if they so wish as well. So it's all about timing, and closing down and giving people as much notice as possible was another timing issue. Making sure that people were able to use the vouchers that they have was very important. And just walking away with their head held high, saying we've done our best, and now we're on to, like, we're not closing the book, we're just going on to a new chapter.
Yeah, and Sally Ann, Derry mentioned about how it's kind of an emotional thing as well, and I know, I saw a quote, I think it was in the Independent this morning, your daughter describes this business, or the L'Écrivain, as your first child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got married in 1987, and all Derry ever wanted to do was open a restaurant. And we opened the restaurant in 1989, and Sarah May was born in April 1990, so she's grown up with it. And she always said it was her first baby, because I suppose when herself and Andrew were growing up, the restaurant came first where money was concerned, and we did work an awful lot. But, I mean, we obviously made sure that our children were well looked after. We brought them to school every day. We collected them. But we had them in school in town, 5 minutes away, that we were always on hand and we were always there for them. But they always still considered it our first baby.
Yeah, and you mentioned Andrew there, your boy. He died, was it about 7 years ago now?
It's 7 years ago now, yeah.
And it was around about Christmas. And I suppose, you know, it's always something that will all the time be with you, and especially that time of year.
Well, you know, Derry and I were speaking about it the other day, and this decision to close the restaurant and move on to Pastures New was a very difficult and very emotional decision. And, you know, people are saying, how are you getting through it? What are you going to do? We've been through more than most people. So this is just a decision that we feel is good for us, mm-hmm. good for the people we're working with. And, you know, it's as I say, everything has its time.
Yeah. And Derry, winning that Michelin star that you held on to, as I say, for 18 years, it has to be the pinnacle of any chef's career. But what about the pressure that goes with it to maintain it year in, year out?
Yeah, it is. I mean, most of my colleagues who have stars say the same thing. We dread October when the stars are announced, you know, because if you lose it, if you gain the star, it's no big deal. But if you lose it, you're kind of you're ruined, really, you know, professionally. And there's always that stress and worry. and you work towards that every year. I mean, having a Michelin star, you are constrained in lots of ways in your cooking and your style.
And you were talking as well about changing eating habits. People have become much more casual. And is there a health consciousness that goes with that as well, Derry?
Definitely. I mean, people are definitely becoming more plant-based. A lot of people now are doing mixes, you know, having a steak once a week rather than twice a week, you know, fish maybe once a week, and then more vegetarian dishes the rest of the week. And it's definitely gone more casual, Sean. You know, people now, lunch hour, eat in the office or at work. They don't eat out anymore at lunch hour. And dinner then is much more casual. It's not the old style eating out. We had a starter, main course, dessert kind of menu. It's changing a lot. People have little bits, little small plates, and maybe a little main course between two of them, maybe one dessert, and that's how it works, and maybe a cocktail and a craft beer.
Is that how it's going to be in the new place that you open? Where exactly is that going to be, by the way?
Down in Temple Bar, beside the Millennium Bridge. We're opening a little bar there and a casual restaurant.
So it's you're changing the style of what's going to be on offer to people as well?
Yeah, definitely, Sean. I mean, Temple Bar is, I know it well, because my family had business down there for many, many years, and it wasn't called Temple Bar then, by the way. It was a very, very quiet area.
Yeah.
But I want to show the best of Irish produce, especially for the tourists that come into Dublin.
By the way, we discussed calorie counts on menus earlier in the week. What's your attitude to that?
I don't think it'll work. It's kind of it will work if you have the same menu on every single day, all year round. It will work for chain restaurants that do a couple of items in the menu, perhaps. You could do an approximate. I'm sure that could be easy enough to do, but it wouldn't be exact. You can never get it exact because it's not a processed food. It's a freshly prepared food. And as you know, recipes you know, vary slightly, so you're going to have a different calorie count for each time you make the same soup, for instance.
And coming back to yourself, Sally-Anne, you talked about the difficulties that you've endured and how emotional it was to take this decision. But tell me about just surviving. And was it a case of surviving the recession? Not many people thrived, maybe apart from accountants.
Oh, we hung on by our fingernails. I mean, we used all our savings to keep the place going. And we just ploughed the money in and made sure everybody was paid and everything was done, and because that's what we do. I mean, let's face it, we never thought it was going to last 10 years. We thought it was going to last a year, maybe two. And I think people of our generation were hit very badly as far as that's concerned. If we were 10 years older or 10 years younger, it might not have been so bad for us, but we felt that it was, you know, what we do was to put the money back in, was to keep it going and to still make improvements. And as I say, even all through the recession, we kept our Michelin star. And as Jerry said, getting the Michelin star is one thing. Retaining it every year is something completely different.
And lots of texts coming in wishing you the very best. I've always been a great admirer of Derry and Sally-Anne. They epitomised the will to succeed and how to engage with tragedy and to cope with it. I wish them well for the future in their new venture, says RR. Another one, we have more than the initials this time. I'd like to wish Sally-Anne and Derry the very best of luck. I'd also say Derry regularly visited our farm, the Whole Hogs Free Range Pig Farm in Slane, County Meath, where he'd pick his own pigs from our forestry. He always makes time to get out and see where his produce comes from. That's from Peter and Susan Whelan. How do you pick a pig in a forest?
Well, you know, Peter's got the Whole Hog. It's a spectacular farm, you know, just outside Dublin in Meath. And, you know, that's what we have in Ireland. You know, people like Peter producing brilliant products. And that's what I hope to showcase in Temple Bar. Fellas like himself, you know.
Well, you'll probably go the Whole Hog then and throw yourself into it. Be busier than ever. Look, always great to have you on the programme. My thanks to you both.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Derry
Thank
and Sally-Anne Clark.
You.
We're going to have some music live in studio with Paul Harrington after this quick break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.